Glad you could join us.
Comedy, music, live. Are you getting it? Yeah. They're all the same show.
Sounds like a fun crew.
I think we can live with that.
What time is it?
It's showtime, folks.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And away we go on the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com, along with Heather Hammond and John Lobertini, and in for John tonight in the KGO newsroom, Mary Liz Cortese. All right, well, I usually don't hammer away on politics and the all things Politico, but I can help myself tonight. I mean, grand old party. The GOP is the grand old party on the platter for dinner this evening. What a Republican mess. Let's go to Gary Dietrich, our KGO political analyst, right off the bat here, and say good evening, Gary. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, my pleasure, Drex. And yeah, how can you avoid the circus that the Beltway provided us today, my friend?
And yeah, I mean, the headlines, McCarthy, California's very own from Bakersfield, accused of an affair on Wikipedia, Homeland Security investigating, House members weeping in the Capitol, Banana Republic. I mean, Boehner hints at sticking around. It's just a Republican hot mess. And regardless of what side you're on, it seems like they're imploding and the party itself is having a civil war. What's your take?
Well, the civil war has been brewing, as you know, Drex, for some time. And that was John Boehner's problem. I mean, the so-called Freedom Caucus, which is sort of an evolutionary movement out of the Tea Party, so to speak. But, I mean, the real hardcore guys and gals, you know, I mean, to their credit, they have their principles, and they say they're sticking by them. And, you know, they essentially threatened John Boehner with, look, if you don't start doing more of what we said we were going to do when we got here, we're going to have to vote you out.
Right.
And Boehner said I'd had enough. McCarthy, of course, Bakersfield kid, well-known in Sacramento at the state capitol, said, I'm in, you know, I'm doing the next John Boehner. This morning, all of a sudden, he's out. And the big question mark, you alluded to it, and honestly, to be fair, Drex, we really don't know. I mean, you know, Wikipedia. We don't know yet all the ins and outs of this thing. Was it just that McCarthy couldn't muster the 218 votes in the GOP caucus? It was going to be close. We know that. Or is it something personal? Is there another shoe yet to drop?
Okay, so he was just steps away from being the president should anything happen to the top two guys, and he would have been Speaker of the House. But no, now we've got Daniel Webster and Jason Chaffetz. Should we put any bets out, or is Boehner going to stick and stay?
Yeah, Boehner's going to stick around for a while, Rex. There's no question about that. I mean, this isn't going to happen in the next 24 hours. But nobody wants Boehner now. I mean, it's kind of like that college kid that's packed his bags ready to move out and says, "Now I'm coming back home." No. You're already out the door. So for a while, yeah. How long is that while? A couple weeks, a couple months at the most. Nobody wants to see him stick around through the next election. But the challenge, Drex, is going to be for the GOP conference to rally around one individual. The name popping up today, Paul Ryan. People will remember that name when he ran for president.
He's a good guy, actually, yes.
Yeah, well, people really respect him. He's a stand-up guy. He's gone after the fiscal issues big time. And actually, this was really interesting to me today, Drex. The guy who was going to put Paul Warner's name from Florida in the nomination said today, if Paul Ryan's in, he will be unanimously approved by the conference. The only big problem is Paul Ryan says, I ain't taking the job. So we'll see what happens.
And he's adamant about it. They have asked him over and over again, Gary Dietrich. So why does Paul Ryan say no?
Well, you know, he has said no. This is the part that's a little bit. Okay, he said no because he says
strange.
I have a young family.
Right.
Well, he says I have. Well, I guess there's a political reason, there's a personal reason. The personal reason is he does have young children. And by all accounts.
Well, he ran for president, so, I mean, what's that?
Well, that's the part of that that's a little curious.
With
you know,
price of baloney,
you're going
right.
to run for president and you got young kids. How do you become speaker? But I think that's part of it. The other part of it, though, Paul Ryan's not a dumb guy. Look at the GOP caucus right now. People sometimes don't understand. I've seen this so many times that I worked in our Senate Assembly in the state capitol. The more your majority grows, the more difficult it is to hold it together because you've got people from marginal districts. That's how you get these giant numbers in your caucus. And then you've got real conservative folks from other districts. It is very, very difficult to hold 248 members together, and Paul Ryan knows it.
And so let me ask you this, and I have to scratch my head because everyone does, and California's own Representative McCarthy pulling out of the race for the House Speaker title today. And that is Representative Joe Wilson from South Carolina said and wrote a letter today that whoever wants that position better not have any skeletons in the closet that we don't know about that need to be vetted, i.e. no Newt Gingrich, no Bob Livingston, none of that stuff. We don't need it. And so, you know, this guy was cornered today on Fox by Shepard Smith. And he said, what are you talking about? Who are you talking about? And he actually got a little pissed off about the whole situation. And, you know, I was immediately Googling all of this, and I was seeing, these allegations about McCarthy and alleging this affair. And then it hit me. Wonder what's going on. Maybe Paul Ryan, but I don't think so. He ran for president. You would think he would be thoroughly vetted. What's going on? You know?
Right. Well, that's the thing. And here's the deal. McCarthy has been in the public eye a long time himself. This is why I always, I take a deep breath and take a step back whenever the Wikipedia stuff comes out, because obviously, Jeff, these guys have been in the public eye a long time. It's really difficult for me to believe that a guy like a McCarthy has not been vetted such that this would have come out before. Who knows? We're going to find out for sure in the next week or so. This letter, though, the reference is very odd. It uses the word misdeeds. Anyone who's had quote-unquote misdeeds of any kind, and he says, since you've been elected to the House, should not be in a leadership position. Well
there goes Washington.
Point of the matter, I guess the point of the matter really is, come on, you're putting out a blanket statement like that. If you got something on somebody, then just step forward with it,
Yes, but they don't. Let's go back to McCarthy for a second, because I think a lot of people are screaming at the radio. Drex, the reason he's out is because the Republicans screwed him over because, as Donald Trump said, McCarthy gave Hillary Clinton a get-out-of-jail-free card by exposing the Benghazi committee to nail her to the wall.
Well, the thing about it is to be really honest about it, the guys and gals on that committee were super ticked at McCarthy. Why?
Absolutely.
They view themselves, they really do, they view themselves as truth-getters. Are there some political inclinations among some of those members? Well, maybe there really are. But for the most part, honestly, these folks are trying to drill down, get the facts. That is their job. Hey, they're going to have Hillary on the stand on the 22nd here in just a few days. And, so McCarthy's ill-timed remark probably really was the gigantic, nail in his political coffin.
Let's talk about HRC for a second, Hillary. Really, how much more of that pot can they stir? I mean, especially to the left side, to the liberal side, to the Democrats, or even the independents. We've heard it all before. This is the longest investigation ever. It's longer than Watergate. They just keep hammering away, just like the email, drip, drip, drip. I don't think it's going anywhere with the Democratic base, do you?
Well, I think it's going – I think the damage has already been done for the most part with her base. Why? Because she didn't come out early on. But I honestly think the email service is a much bigger problem than Benghazi is for her. Because she was not forthcoming. She should have just turned the darn thing over to the FBI right off the bat, washed her hands of it. She didn't do it. And all the excuse-making – her own base has been more ticked about that than anything else. But honestly, the big shoe to drop is what the FBI does with that server. If they come up with anything concrete, a non-political entity, not a House committee, that's going to be a much bigger problem for Hillary than the Benghazi hearing coming up on the 22nd, although that could be full of a lot of fireworks still.
Right. Well, you don't think there's any sliver of a chance she'll be indicted on anything, do you?
Well, that's the long shot in it. But, we don't know at this juncture.
Right.
It just doesn't look good. It doesn't smell good.
Right.
The stuff does keep dripping out, and it's going to keep dripping out. I mean, all the emails have not been vetted yet. But the real issue is going to become, was there any demonstrated attempts to hide this, scrub a server? If any of that comes out, then reset the button.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the conversation. Gary Dietrich, KGO political analyst. Have a good evening, and I...
We'll talk to you soon again.
Yeah,
this is
fantastic.
Getting good.
Yeah, we'll follow.
Okay, guys.
We'll follow
this
schedule.
Have a good evening.
All right,
you too.
You as well.
Whoa.
All right, we're going to take a break and we'll be back. 808.
He's a busy guy.
808-0810. Where do you stand on this? I mean, the party is splitting between the hardcore conservatives and those who want to be moderate. What do you think about this circus that is
where do you think it's today. Heading, or yeah. where do you want it to head, I guess would be a fair right. question you to any it? Republicans in the audience.
Right, or Democrats. Are you loving this, or are you thinking to yourself, well, I don't think it's so good for the country, or it's great for the country? 808-0810. It is 716 with a look at...
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them. I just...
Whoa, wait. You mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.